Māori playwright Shirley Kahui wants to shake things up with her new work, Moko Moko. She's asking some hard questions and presenting some hard truths in the play about a woman suffering from a personal trauma that has its roots in a genocide dating back several generations. Worse still, it's an atrocity that's never been acknowledged. Moko Moko tells of a woman whose road to recovery from personal trauma is to discover her origin story.
It's hard to explain the lasting, lingering impacts of genocide to people who don't acknowledge that it ever took place. So, who am I then? Where did I come from? Why am I here taking up space and time? Your space and time? Whose space and whose time? Okay, I can definitely answer this. E tangata wenawa a'o. E wa'ini Māori a'o. Ko moko moko tōku ingoa.
Shirley Kahui says she wants her play to empower wahine Māori.
I feel like our voice is underrepresented in all aspects of life, really. And it's not even just that it's an underrepresentation, but that it's oftentimes overpowered, or not listened to, or dismissed. So for me, this show is an opportunity for Wa'ine Māori to kind of perhaps hear the things that they've been thinking about themselves, and to hear stories and conversations from both the past and present amplified and have a sense of empowerment from that.
What then is Moko's story that you're telling in your work?
This show is intensely personal at the same time as hopefully being something that a wider audience can see themselves in or take away from. But her journey is essentially one of searching for healing, chasing healing. And she's using the journey of self-discovery, I guess, in order to heal both from intergenerational and personal trauma. We see her start in a place of kind of struggling with being able to answer the question, who am I? And so, yeah, the journey that she goes on throughout the show not only gives her a better sense of who she is, but who she can aspire to be.
And she has to go right back into the past to understand herself in the present and to look ahead to the future, right?
That's right. And so I think a lot of the times for us, it's hard to understand both why things are the way they are, why things have happened to us, and why we feel the way we do. And so one way of making sense of that is to look to Pūrākau and to look to stories about our wakapapa as well. And so for the show, I've leaned heavily on the myth of Hinauri, who was a sister of Māui. And so I've used parts of her story to frame the show and to kind of hold the space for Moko's story to happen within that.
Shirley, you said that this was a deeply personal story for you. I'm not sure that you are Moko in any way, but did a moment come for you where you had to undergo a very similar quest to find the truth in your past to help your present and future?
Yeah, I think it's something that I've been doing at different points throughout my life. And there are moments where I've needed to do that more than others. And so on my own healing journey from personal traumas in my life, I've found looking back and understanding where I've come from has given me a better sense of strength and of resilience especially. And has helped me to frame things a bit differently in terms of how I, what I expect from myself. And so one of the things that people talk about a lot is aspiring to be a good tūpuna. And that's something that's been really helpful for me in terms of how I approach what I do in my life and how I decide what to do. It's kind of like a filter to put things through. Is this, you know, is doing this thing going to make me a better tūpuna? Is taking this course of action going to make me a better tūpuna? So then that helps you to look forward and to kind of set a path for yourself into the future as well.
You whakapapa to Taranaki iwi, Shirley, and when we're talking about intergenerational trauma and we're talking about genocide, your people have experienced so much over so long. So this too, I'm sure you've woven into Moko's story.
Yeah. It's I think one of the main things that I'm talking about with Moko Moko is that the impacts of that kind of historical and intergenerational trauma can't be unpicked clearly and easily from the impacts of personal trauma. And so the trauma that we carry still from things like the invasion of Parihaka is still very real and very present for Taranaki and for Uri of Taranaki and the other iwi in Taranaki as well. And especially without kind of global recognition of what happened or an understanding, a collective understanding in the wider New Zealand of what happened. So without that, it's impossible to really move forward into healing, I think. And so, you know, sometimes you hear from people, oh, like, why aren't you over it? Or like, you know, why does that matter? It's in the past, that's not you, or, you know, these kinds of arguments. But I don't see how you can be quote unquote over something if it hasn't been ever actually explicitly addressed and redressed. And I'm hoping that the new curriculum in schools teaching history will be a first step for a kind of more New Zealand-wide acknowledgement of things like this. And then what comes after, at least acknowledging, then we can move into some kind of understanding. And then when we've got that understanding, we can start to come to a place of healing, I hope.
Well, this strikes me reading about your play. You know, clearly you are holding a mirror up to all of us about some very hard truths, but I get a sense very much also of hope.
You know, a lot of organisations are hoping to move to kind of more tiriti-based ways of working, or they might call it bicultural kind of ways of working as well. And unsurprisingly, they're finding it really hard. And I'm, you know, hearing from different people in their different contexts that that's really hard work, and that both Māori and Pākehā or Tauiwi, or people that don't have whakapapa Māori, are finding that hard as well. And there's a sense of how do we keep people safe in these really tough conversations that we need to have. But also there's I've started to hear kind of a reluctance to go to these places because it's hard and because people get upset. But I feel like we have to sit with that kind of uncomfortable feeling to be able to grow. And if we aren't kind of upsetting, disrupting, then we're not going to actually move anywhere forward. We're just going to stay in the same place. And so I guess what I'm thinking about in terms of the potential audience for Moko Moko is that it might make you feel a bit uncomfortable at times, but that's good. That means that there'll be something shifting within you, we've spoken a bit about Wa'ine Māori and what, and my hopes that they feel empowered and seen and heard in the work. And obviously a lot of my friends are Pākehā women as well, and I'm hoping that they can come to the show and perhaps hear things in a way that they haven't before and be open-minded and open-hearted and willing to meet it in such a way that perhaps they might do things differently or consider things differently afterwards.
When I was thinking about our interview, the news story broke about the woman with the moko in Havelock North being asked by Pākehā women to leave the playground because, and I'm paraphrasing, she was scaring the other children. And it got a lot of media coverage. And I was thinking the Wahine Māori representation not being well understood, you know, the ignorance behind those comments and the mana of this woman as she spoke about it, you know, the courage to go public on that. I mean, I know this is a sidebar to your story, but I do see some links also and the kind of ideas behind your piece.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing that struck me about that story was that so many people seemed surprised by it. And I think there would be a huge amount of Māori who were unsurprised by it. So I feel like the fact that people were surprised shows me how much further we have to go and that we need to keep talking about this stuff, because if we don't, we get complacent, right? And then within complacency, you have people's ignorance can flourish, which is the opposite of what we want. I've been hearing a lot about how far we've come as a country in terms of our, I guess, race relations. And then a story like this comes up, where you've got someone so emboldened to be so blatantly racist in public. The woman, she had no shame in doing that. But, you know, and I just feel like, okay, sure, we might have everyone signing off their emails with ngā mihi these days and saying kia ora on the phone, but how far have we actually come when that can still happen so easily?
Moko Moko will open on the 10th of May at Wellington's Bats Theatre. It's written and directed by Shirley Kahui.